And if books and newspapers and the radio are efficiently controlled, the people will read and accept exactly what the few in control want them to.
Okay, I'm gonna need y'all to stop trying to put a time clock on when black people are supposed to be, quote, over the consequences of white supremacy.
Whisperwatch.com.
Like, I'm going to need you to go sit down. You don't get to put a clock on when somebody is supposed to, quote, get over things that have been done to their people generations ago, which has kept them from building wealth, from starting businesses, from building their connections and using those connections to further increase their own wealth and their own standing and their own security for their own family.
I'd like to begin with a fact, a simple yet shocking fact.
You don't get to tell black people that it's time for them to, quote, move on. Bitch, don't tell me slavery was in 1800s and then everything else is now supposed to be wonderful.
All we can do is face it, recognize it, and meet the challenges it poses.
I just need to stop getting into these types of arguments with people, because to be in an argument, that's like an illustration that there is something to argue over. No. There is no argument here. You don't get to decide when black people need to, quote, move on, in your words. You don't get to tell black people that they are living in a colorblind society or that they should be like Martin Luther the King and not consider race in any way, shape, or form. Because a lot of your ancestors f***ed with the natural evolution of black people in this world.
That's right.
Your ancestors did all kinds of dastardly things to other people's ancestors, and you screw with the natural evolution of their economies, of their societies, of their religions, of their people. How do you know all of Africa wouldn't be just as wealthy as Europe or more, and probably more, because y'all took all of that. Your ancestors took all of that, all of their wealth, all of their resources, their people, and used it to build your empires.
The law is our weapon.
They used it to build their empires around the world. So you've already screwed over those people. Your ancestors have already interfered with the natural evolution of their economies, the natural evolution of their social constructs, the natural evolution of their religion. They've already screwed with that. It's a wrap. You would have to build a time machine to go back in time and deal with that. It's a wrap. And so as we sit here now, and you have the goddamn audacity to try to put a clock on when black people are supposed to be, quote, over whatever it is we had to go through back then.
I'm gonna need white people to cut that shit out right now.
And what's so hateful about it is that these types of people would never fix their mouths to tell Jewish people that they just have to get over the Holocaust. Oh, that happened way back in 1940s. Why do you care about that anymore? You should just get over it. Would never fix their mouths. Especially considering that there are ongoing consequences of all of that. I mean, black people literally just got the right to piss in the same toilet as everyone else in the 1960s. If we're going back in time and dealing with one egregious act at a time, we're still dealing with trying to get real estate agents to stop trying to redline black people into certain neighborhoods. To this day, that's a consequence of the things that your ancestors did a very long time ago that you are continuing and trying to benefit from today. And so you literally want to look me in the eye and tell me that black people should just get over it. It's over now. What's over? You sit there with your generations worth of wealth and knowledge and networks and connections, businesses, family wealth, and try to talk black people into what? Not holding you accountable for the sins of your ancestors?
Oop. Shots fired.
You really want to go there? I don't think you do. You know, it's just amazing how people come to you with the most asinine things and are seriously trying to have a serious discussion with you. And the basis for whatever it is they think that they're talking to you about is garbage, is trash. There's no foundation there. You already think that everything is over. So your question to me is, black people, why haven't you moved on? Why haven't y'all gotten over X, Y, and Z? It was so long ago. It was so long ago to you.
But now consider another fact.
And people are now acting like they are on the same equal level playing field. Black people are supposed to be on the same equal level playing field as everybody else, when you have had generations worth of connections and information and data that you can pull from at the drop of a hat. You can pick up the phone and get anything you need. Or you can get access to people who want to mentor you and give you this information because, hey, you were someone who reminds them of their grandchild. Wink, wink. You remind them of their sister. Wink, wink. You come from a decent, hardworking family. Wink, wink. So even if you are broke, you have access to people who are willing to mentor you at the drop of a hat. So now, again, here we sit and everybody's supposed to be on a level playing field. So black people now are just supposed to get over it. We're supposed to be over racism by now. We're supposed to be over it. We're supposed to pull ourselves up by our own bootstraps and just be over it now, right? And believe it or not, you have some black people who feel that same way. They feel like they made it themselves and they didn't get any help. And hey, they made it. They chose not to get drunk and lay on the street. And so why should they help X number of black people? Why should they help? Like, they literally don't give a damn about what circumstance actually made that a possibility for that person that they want to point to as an example now of somebody who's lazy and don't want to do anything. But they don't care about how that person got to be that way. Look, I ain't asking y'all to be a social workers. I ain't asking you to go around and be Mother Teresa either. But I've seen all kinds of things in my life, and I've seen how lives can change when you are around people who give a damn.
And you might also think that all this doesn't matter. But that's where you'd be wrong.
People who care whether or not you have resources, whether or not you have food, whether or not you know how to talk to people and where to go to find information. And all of this is part of the consequence of being in this country and having to deal with that type of colonial conditioning where you separate the blacks from each other, that you make them feel like they have to fight each other for the little crumbs that are being thrown in front of them. That attitude didn't come out of nowhere. All of that is part of the consequences of what some of your ancestors did, white people, a very long time ago. So now when I see a white person coming in my face and seriously wanting to have a serious discussion with me about this, and the premise is that because slavery was so long ago that we should all be over it by now, no, absolutely not. I'm gonna need you to go take that mess somewhere else. There's nothing we can discuss if that's what you're starting off with. We're already off on the wrong road. We're going the wrong way. We're about to hit a brick wall. It is not your job to tell black people when they have to, quote, get over whatever it is they're dealing with. However long it takes them to make sense of whatever it is that they're dealing with in this white supremacist system, then it's going to take however long it's going to take. And you're not going to have the last word on when they, quote, need to get over it. It's not up to you.
We'll be right back after the break. Please stay tuned for more. The oligarchical class of douches wouldn't hesitate to poison your children if that meant 15 more cents in profit for the year. Follow the Twitter account Whisper Watch for more information. Don't forget to share our podcasts with your online communities. It's free and only takes a few seconds. People with power, money, and connections are controlling the entire system. Follow the Twitter account Whisper Watch for more information. You can also subscribe to Whisper Watch on YouTube.com, if that's more convenient for you. WhisperWatch.com.
Introducing the American way of life.
Bear this in mind. Young people cannot be trusted to form their own opinions. This business about open-mindedness is nonsense. It's a waste of time trying to teach students to think for themselves. It's our job to tell them.
Because they've been stomping around having says in everybody else's business. They've been controlling a lot of stuff. And whether that's consciously or subconsciously, they feel like they should have a say in how you feel about yourself and your life and how your people feel about themselves and their lives. And how dare you be the one to tell them, no, go sit your ass down. How dare you? That's the attitude. Now, I'm sure, yes, I am sure there are people who don't feel that way. People who don't consider it their business to be telling black people this, that, and the other, because they know what happened in the past and they recognize that. And they're not completely ridiculous. But yeah, that is a pet peeve. It irritated the hell out of me to the extent where I feel like I have to grab my microphone and just express myself on this topic. Now, I haven't written anything down. Normally I have notes about where I want to go and what I want to talk about, but I'm just really going off the cuff right now because I have just had it. No, white people, you don't get to decide when black people should, quote, get over whatever it is you think they're supposed to get over. It ain't up to you. Your opinion doesn't mean anything when it comes to this. So quit it. Or at least go into a conversation with a black person without having that notion that you're supposed to tell them what they're supposed to do as you stand there with your generation's worth of information. And I don't care if your family came here after slavery. What does that mean? Nothing. It means that at the very least, they got left the hell alone to form those businesses, to do what they needed to do, to build, to create their own areas of the city and buy from each other's businesses until they were able to accumulate enough wealth to be powerful. So at the very least, your people got left the hell alone while black people were over-policed constantly. And if they tried to have anything as a group, specifically as a group, people and forces would come and tear that down every single time. Not only physically, but psychologically, as some of your white ancestors used their resources to make sure that certain black people only got a certain number of things.
I thought I told you to kill that story. It'll cost us a lot of advertising.
That all of that mess was an attempt to keep black people separate from each other. Not just separate from other white people, but separated and hating each other. Man, like I said, it's important. These are important discussions to have.
Conversation. Talking with others is one of the most important things you do.
But don't come in my face with no nonsense, acting like you holding up a time clock and telling people that they have to get over whatever it is. That they can no longer speak about whatever it is because it happened so long ago. Well, exactly in what point in history were black people allowed to discuss anything? Like I said, we just got the right to piss in the same toilet as everybody else in the 1960s. It's going to take a little time, however long it's going to take. So get over yourself and stop trying to tell people how to handle their own business. Because your ancestors or some of your ancestors at some point knocked the natural evolution of black people out of sync. It's out of order. It's not going the way it's supposed to go because somebody years ago, centuries ago, interfered with the natural evolution of black people in the world.
Just the right tone, just the right shade, in just the right place is important.
Y'all's ancestors got together and conspired to use black people's wealth, their resources, their people to further their own countries, to further their own interests. So who knows where Africa would be right now? Who knows where black people would be right now? If we all started literally the day the Emancipation Proclamation was signed, we all started on an equal level from there.
We have to see to it that there's equal opportunity for everyone from the very beginning.
Who knows where we would be now? But no, your ancestors weren't content with that. Your ancestors wanted the same type of setup as slavery, but just by another name. So don't come telling me black people should get over this. Ain't no getting over this. The only way to, quote, get over this is to build a time machine, go back in time and kill every person who wanted to do that to begin with. Hey, I've got a great idea. Let's use all of Africa to improve our wealth. Let's go back in time and get that person, because that's the only way that things would be different right now. Actions have consequences. There's a reason why people say the sins of the father will be visited upon the child. There's a reason for that. Your ancestors didn't deal with it. Your ancestors preferred to use black people for their own purpose. And now whatever hell you have to deal with as a consequence of that, you're just going to have to deal with it, to navigate it, to figure out what happened. And like I said, again, like I said in the previous post, if you don't deal with it, it's going to get 100 times worse, and your children will have to deal with it. If they don't deal with it, it's going to get 1,000 times worse, and their children will have to deal with it. But one of your generations in the future will have to deal with it, because it will not be the way it used to be. That period of time in history is over, and you are dealing with a different type of black person than your ancestors were dealing with. So until you get over this white supremacist notion, then we're just going to be going back and forth and talking in circles and talking around each other and not handling the situation.
Are you through already?
Thanks for listening to this podcast. There's more where this came from. You can listen to the Whisper Watch podcasts on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn. You can also subscribe to Whisper Watch on YouTube.com, if that's more convenient for you. Don't forget to share our podcasts with your online communities. It's free, and only takes a few seconds. Whisper will talk to you again soon. Thanks for listening.